Okay, the home stretch is here, and we are less than 1 week away from National Signing Day. Yes, a majority of the prospects in the 2014 class are committed, but a solid number of recruits remain available. So in our next segment at YSR, we are going to take a look at some of those uncommitted recruits with CBS Sports Network football recruiting expert Tom Lemming. Earlier this week, he posted on his Twitter account his top five classes. Coming in at number one, it should be no surprise, is Alabama, the number two slot, Ohio State, followed by Florida State, LSU, and Tennessee. A pleasure to welcome in this evening is Tom Lemming, the CBS Sports Network and host of The Lemming Report. It's good to have you with us, even on Super Bowl weekend, Tom.
Yeah, it's great. Actually, you know, I've been bouncing around the country now, so it'll be interesting to follow New York and how things are going to turn out weather-wise.
It is Super Bowl weekend, but we always have time to talk some college football. And this is we just rattled off your top five classes. So let's start with Alabama with Nick Saban's Crimson Tide, a disappointing finish to their season with the losses against Auburn and Oklahoma in the Sugar Bowl. They've continued to hit a bit of a rough patch because their elite quarterback, Ricky Towns' decision, he decommitted from Alabama, and he's headed to USC. My question to you is, how much did former the backup at Florida State quarterback Jacob Coker influence this decision by Ricky?
Yeah, it probably did, although Ricky's got one more year left of high school. He's a junior right now. And, you know, I think what might have influenced more was considered to be the two top quarterbacks, at least by some people in the country, are both in the L.A. area. The other one, Josh Rosen also got a visit from Nick Saban's group just a few days before that. And I think Ricky might have been a little upset because they're very, very strong competitors. And they're not going to go to the same school. So while Ricky was committed to Alabama, they also pursued Josh Rosen. That might have a lot to do with it.
Okay, so tell us, give us some insight on Jacob Coker. He backed up Jameis Winston at Florida State. What are the expectations out of him, and how big of an impact can he make immediately?
You know, he's got a lot of A.J. McCarron in him, you know, when it comes to arm strength and ability to lead a team. He was an outstanding high school quarterback, but when you're playing behind Jameis Winston, you don't really get the recognition that you'd like, and it's understandable that he'd want to leave and make a name for himself. And Alabama's the right school. He's got an awful lot of talent around him. You know, just he's not going to be asked to do things that he can't really do because there is so much talent. And there's another great group of talent coming in. This past week, I'd been down in Jacksonville at Trinity Christian High School interviewing eight juniors on one defense. That's how good this high school is. And
wow,
all of a sudden, Nick Saban walked in with Kirby Smart. And he goes that extra mile when it comes to going after elite talent. And I think that's part of the reason why Nick Saban's so successful. He outworks almost everyone else.
How big of a concern is it for you that he has zero starting experience? I mean, obviously, we were talking about the expectations, him coming now into Alabama. But how long will it take him to get comfortable within Saban's system?
He's there now, so he'll be able to practice in the spring with them, and I think that's going to have a lot of to do with if he's going to be starting or not. You know, he's got a full 9 months before the season starts to work with Nick Saban and work with their new offensive coordinator, and I think that's going to Lane Kiffin, and I think you know, Lane's going to make that a project. And obviously, that's why Nick hired Lane, was to get him working on the quarterback as soon as possible.
At the top of the list, Tom Lemming, CBS Sports Network, the host of The Lemming Report. We are breaking it down on national recruiting. He has Alabama. So who are some of the other intriguing prospects and the main targets that Alabama went after?
You know what? They've got the best left tackle in the country coming in, Cameron Robinson.
Okay.
About 6'6", 330 pounds out of Monroe, Louisiana.
Five-star guy.
And again, hard work did it. He was at Alabama's camp as a sophomore. Nick Saban really worked on him back then and got him to call Nick every few weeks because, you know, coaches cannot call players until September of their senior year. But the players can call the coach. Nick Saban understands that. I was the number one player in the country who chose LSU over Alabama, Leonard Fournette. I was sitting in his office, his coach's office, as a sophomore with him and Leonard, and Nick Saban called the coach back then, knowing that this ball player in a year or two is going to be a great player, which he turned out to be. And we had the ball player calling him. Coach said, don't forget to call him around 4 p.m., and that's the reason why he's able to get these guys. But Cam Robinson's a premier tackle. They've hit Louisiana fairly hard, you know, coming in with a couple of other players. Lawrence Jones is a strong safety, could wind up playing linebacker, committed to him. And they got the top player in Northern Virginia, Deshaun Hand, who got a lot of publicity this year as a pass-rushing defensive end. The number one player in Minnesota, J.C. Hasenauer, came. You know, they extended their reach beyond what a typical Alabama coach would normally do. Bear Bryant stayed in the South for all intents and purposes, but he's gone all over the country taking the best player from Minnesota. He's gone into Iowa to get the number two player in the state of Iowa, another offensive lineman, and Christian Miller, who's one of the premier linebackers in the country out of South Carolina. So wherever there's talent, Nick Saban's going to go. And that was the philosophy that Pete Carroll told me, that we want to stay in Southern California, but we go around the rest of the country looking for potential number one draft choices, and Nick Saban's doing the same thing.
Okay, what about the other five-star prospect, the corner, Tony Brown?
Well, Tony's now also looking at Alabama and USC, because he's committed to Alabama, but it looks like the USC Trojans are coming after him real hard and promoting him, so hopefully they can hang on to him, because I went down to Beaumont, Texas to look at Tony. He's got the length, the long arms, the quick feet, a natural cover corner with unusually good size. He is a little bit, a shade over 6 foot, and he does a great job of covering receivers. He's one of the top hurdlers in the country. He would be a guy that I think Nick Saban could sell, and the fact that he could come in and start right away. I didn't think Alabama's secondary was as good as it had been in the past this year, and he knows that if Tony Brown comes in, I think he'll be an instant starter at cover corner.
We are so glad you're joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. We want you to connect with us at Twitter at @eradiosports. Tom, tell all of our listeners where they can go online and check out your work.
Well, it's on NCSA.com, USAtoday.com, and also our CBS, because my show, The Lemming Report, is on CBS Sports Network, and they put a lot of that on our CBS.com network. So it's just about everywhere. If they wanted to just type in Tom Lemming, you could see it in a lot of different locations.
Well, Tom has been on our show many times in the past. We always love hearing your perspective. One of the guys I want to hear something about is Matt Elam. He is Kentucky's top prospect, but is he going to be headed to Alabama? 6'5", 372. He is a big boy. It's down between Kentucky and Alabama, correct?
Yeah, no one knows where he wants to go, but I remember these kind of battles in the past, back in the 90s when the number one player in the state was in Kentucky, a quarterback, Tim Couch, and that was coming down to Alabama, Kentucky, and Tennessee, and he chose Kentucky. He wound up being the number one pick in the NFL draft, so obviously he did a good job at Kentucky. And Matt Elam has got enormous size. He was second team all state as a junior and first team all state this year.
Wow.
Sometimes, you know, people worry about a guy that tall and that big, you know, getting down playing defensive tackle, but he does have natural athletic ability. If he doesn't wind up as a defensive tackle, I think he could be a possible All-American candidate at offensive tackle, because he does have the size, the great feet, and the determination to wind up on either side of the ball. It's just a terrific talent, and right now it's anybody's guess. Kentucky is pulling out all the stops to keep him at home, because they realize how important, not only talent-wise, but also perception-wise about the program.
Okay, so Tom, let's transition now to the Big Ten Conference. Ohio State, you've got them coming in at number two, and they're closing in on another spectacular recruiting class. And if you know Urban Meyer, he's looking to get back in that win column after a disappointing finish to their season.
Well, I've known Urban for years since he was a GA in college, and he's got what Nick Saban has, which is that determination, that aggressiveness. He learned it in the Southeast Conference while he was head coach at Florida, how to recruit. He's brought a whole different mentality to Big Ten recruiting. It looks like the rest of the schools are starting to understand that it's now a 12-month year process, not anymore as a 3 or 4 month process in recruiting. You got to recruit them every day, and you got to stay on top of the guys. And now they're running away with the Big Ten when it comes to recruiting. They're having a great year. They're number two in the country, and Michigan would be number two in the Big Ten, but pretty far behind the Buckeyes. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that Jim Tressel was also very successful, mainly by staying in state and going after top players. Urban Meyer went after just the elite players in Ohio and let Michigan and the other schools take the rest of the guys, while he's done a great job out of state. You got an outside linebacker named Jalen Holmes coming from the Tidewater of Virginia, who I think is just fantastic. The super fast Curtis Samuel out of Brooklyn, New York. Noah Brown, I thought, was one of the biggest sleepers in the country coming out of New Jersey. Just a terrific talent. They went into Chicago and got two of the very best players, Jamarco Jones, a nationally recruited left tackle, being the best one. They got the Butkus Award winner out of Georgia, Raekwon McMillan, the nation's premier linebacker. The top offensive lineman in Texas, Demarcus Knox, they beat Texas and Texas A&M on. So he's doing things different. The Indianapolis player of the year, Terry McLaren. And the people in Ohio aren't bothered by the fact that he's not taking quite as many Ohio players as they have in the past, because he's bringing in so many difference makers from around the rest of the country.
Who does Urban have in terms of a backup, a quarterback, because Braxton Miller is returning?
Well, you know what? He's bringing in this year Stephen Collier out of Georgia, who had a tremendous senior year, a great athlete, 6'3", about 215 pounds. He can run. He can throw the ball. He's got terrific all-around tools. He's not as well-known as some of the other nation's top quarterbacks, but I've been in Georgia the last few days, and Stephen Collier was a guy that everyone's talking about. And he's really a legit four-star with five-star potential type quarterback, and people are going to see him and going to realize that maybe if something happens at quarterback, Stephen Collier could come in and step in right away athletic ability-wise.
In the 2014 recruiting class, it is loaded with legitimate stars at every position. It's hard to believe we are 1 week away from National Signing Day. We're going to continue to go around, roam around. Now let's focus our attention on Florida State. Give us the skinny on this, and what were the key areas that they needed to address?
Well, you know what? I don't think they needed to address anything. But the fact is, they're
having an amazing
a really
year.
Good class. They got so much talent. I also believe that Alabama and Florida State have more talent than any other teams in the country. Florida State has always been that way. They couldn't put it all together. Coaching had always been the same. Bobby Bowden did a great job. Jimbo Fisher does a good job. The fact is, it's Jameis Winston that put it all together. They needed a quarterback that was consistent, because every year they'd always lose a game talent-wise they shouldn't be losing until this year. And Jameis Winston was the reason. He gave them that great consistency at quarterback. But what they've done, again, in Florida, Miami most of the year was still under the NCAA probe, and then that stopped, but they were able to get into Florida and really kind of knock them out a little bit. Miami's having a great year. They're in the top 10. Florida is too, but I think what happened was Florida State now has become the top kingpin in the state, at least for this year, and landed a ton of great players from in-state. They went out of state a little bit, but the reason why this class is so good, Dalvin Cook, who's one of the top three running backs in the country out of Miami Central, big-time player. They bring in a 5'11", 5'10", type quarterback named Treon Harris out of the national champs, Miami Washington. A lot of people are comparing to Russell Wilson when it comes to height and great athletic ability, arm strength. Kane Daub is a big-time outside linebacker from Jacksonville, Florida, who I go see all these guys in person up before their senior year, and Kane was one of the guys that really impressed me this past year as a defensive end coming out of Jacksonville. And, you know, it's up and down. They've got great athletes coming in once again. Jacob Pugh is one of the top two players in the panhandle out in Tallahassee. And DeMarcus Christmas, a defensive tackle from Bradenton, Florida, who weighs 305 pounds, is an enormous talent. So they've done a great job all up and down. Their quarterback, they had a quarterback committed besides Treon Harris for a year and a half now, J.J. Constantino out of Pittsburgh. They like him. He's more of a pro-style quarterback, while Treon is definitely a spread offense quarterback.
And I think one of the keys when you talk about Florida State recruiting, they've got an excellent recruiter on staff in Timmy Brewster.
Without a doubt, Tim Brewster is one of the premier recruiters in the country. I first met Tim when Mac Brown brought him to my house to watch film as his first day on the job as a GA at North Carolina. And Tim went on with Mac and started recruiting all the great players to North Carolina. Then when they went to Texas, Tim recruited Vince Young to Texas. Then at Minnesota, he put together some pretty good recruiting classes, and then he went to Mississippi State, did a great job recruiting. Now in Florida State, he's reaping the benefits of a national title, and he's out everywhere. He's without a doubt Florida State's best recruiter, and that includes the head coach. Tim Brewster is a phenomenal recruiter.
Just about another minute with Tom Lemming at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at Twitter at E Radio Sports. You were talking about LSU a little bit earlier. What they got the number one tailback in the country. He's on board in Leonard Fournette. Is that right?
Yes, Leonard Fournette is 6'1", 230, runs a 4.35 40, averages over 11 yards a carry against great competition in that in New Orleans. There's no patsies as far as schools are concerned. St. Augustine's one of the premier productive schools in the country, and it really came down to LSU and Alabama. Since some of the other top players in the state have chosen Alabama, I thought maybe they might be able to lure him away. And it shows you a lot of times perception. Alabama lost the game against Auburn, so their steam, a little bit of the steam went out of them, and that gave LSU the chance to move right in. And a lot of times the ball players will pick a school based on what they see at that second. Their attention span usually is about 6 months in Alabama, because I thought he was going to Alabama, and then LSU came in and took him away. So it's a major catch for them. LSU is pretty loaded in the backfield, but not loaded enough to keep Leonard away from starting.
It has been a pleasure going one-on-one with Tom Lemming at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can check out all of his work online and on TV at CBS Sports Network. He is the host of the Lemming Report, and I cannot believe, Tom, you know I'm a proud Sooner. We didn't get to talk about Bobby Stoops, so that'll be our next conversation, okay?
Sure.
Much more. Stick around at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.